Door County Media Group and the Door County Daily News, and it's been opening night for Birch Creek Music Performance Center in Egg Harbor as they started the percussion, steel pan, and world music performances last night as we record this on Friday morning. And we're joined right now by Jenna and Peter from Birch Creek Music Performance Center. Thank you so much for coming on in. And Jenna, now that opening day is less than 24 hours, 12 hours removed at this point, how exciting is it for you and everybody else at Birch Creek to kind of hit that milestone and now you got another, you know, few dozen performances to go here?
It was such an incredible evening. The energy of opening night is so special, and to get to see all of our best friends come back to campus, we have so many longtime friends or people who go elsewhere during their regular year. It is just like a coming home kind of feeling to come back to the barn for opening night with percussion.
Now, we had Midsummer's Music in here yesterday. Allison Fleck was saying that it's almost like a reunion at all these, you know, first few performances because, you know, it's not like, you know, a big city symphony or something like that where you have performances that go throughout the year. You get this month or 2 weeks for percussion if you're a big fan of percussion, or you get, you know, these 3 or 4 months for the summer season if that's what you do. Then outside of that, okay, see you next year. What is that like for you?
It is exactly like that. It's a reunion. It's family coming home. It's your best friends in the world, and you're all back in the same place together making incredible music and having just, I think, some of the most heartfelt experiences that, at least personally for me, that I have all year.
And with percussion starting up, obviously, a couple of weeks here of performances, what can people catch if they head to Birch Creek Music Performance Center over these next couple of weeks?
Well, to finish out the week, we're recording this on the 19th, and we've got some cowboy music tonight.
Yeehaw!
We'll be back in the 1960s on Saturday, and then next week we bring in our guest artist, Victor Provost, steel pan extraordinaire, for a week of steel pan. So we've got that double header steel pan day on Friday, the 26th, so you can catch us for two concerts there. And then we have to say goodbye. It's like we already got there, but then percussion's heading out on the 27th.
Is that the hardest part? Because, you know, especially these first two sessions, you know, the staff, they rotate in as well. They come in and come out just like the students do as well. And it's like, oh, wait, I just got to know you. And now see you next year, hopefully, or have a nice life, or whatever that emotion might be. It's a cool experience, but also an interesting one, too.
Time is a funny thing during the Academy sessions, and I'm sure Peter can speak to this too, but, you know, it's so you feel like you're going to be here forever the first couple days, and those performances start, and you're just grabbing at that time to get it back, make it slow down.
Now, we'll bring Peter in on this one, because when I think of steel pan in particular, out of the three that you do, the percussion, the steel pan, and world music, maybe not the last thing I think about, but certainly one of the last things I would think about is cowboys.
Yeah.
So how does composing that kind of work? Because, you know, obviously a great idea, but ultimately you have to go, okay, how are we going to do this work? And you do this a lot over previous seasons too, where you take music that is, you know, made popular by other instruments, but the conformant, the percussion, conformant, the steel pan, it's a really interesting process.
Yeah, it really is, and that's what I love about doing this camp, is that we kind of have to provide our own music. We're a unique ensemble. There's really not a lot of music written for our kind of ensemble. We have sort of a jazz rhythm section, and then, yeah, the marimbas, the steel pans, lots of classical percussion, so it's a weird, you know, blend of all of these things. But you kind of just treat it like you would any other ensemble. So you have to say something like, okay, in this case, the steel band is going to be kind of like the brass section of this ensemble, and the marimbas are going to be like the string section. And so even for the, you know, for the cowboys, that's kind of what we're thinking, is that, like, we want to have that sort of orchestral sound, but just substitute the percussion instruments for the orchestra, basically.
And how cool of a process is that for you, where, you know, you kind of get the assignment, or how did, I mean, I guess kind of take us from the beginning. Sure. You get told, hey, cowboys would be cool, and then you go, okay, I'll get to work on that. You kind of picture, you know, John Wayne playing the xylophone.
That would be an image for sure. We actually started planning this last year at camp, just sort of, you know, spitballing some ideas about what we'd want to do in the 26th season. And we talked about, you know, Americana themed would be interesting. And so then January rolls around and, you know, Dan Moore, the director of the session, and myself are on the phone just, you know, brainstorming, and said, wouldn't it be fun to do kind of like a Westerns medley, you know, the great Western, you know, music. And so then, yeah, it's a lot of fun to sit down and really chart all this out. It's a lot of work, but once you kind of get in the zone, it really is a lot of fun to just kind of get into the meat of the music, you know.
Now, the cool thing is that people are probably listening to this, hopefully, or they know somebody that's listening to this and going, huh, I would like to be a part of that process. Well, starting next year, people can learn how to compose some of this. Tell us a little bit about that course that will be coming out next year.
Absolutely. So for the summer of 2027, we are planning to start a composition track specifically focusing on writing for percussion. And that is actually going to run alongside the percussion camp. And so what we are looking for are motivated high school students who like to write music or are interested in it, and or are just interested in the percussion, you know, family of instruments, and want to learn how to write music for those, whether that's original compositions or arrangements of other songs, because that's what we do here. And so it's a really great opportunity for students to see what all the possibilities are for percussion by observing the faculty band rehearsing and then taking that knowledge and applying it to their own music. At the same time, we'll be teaching classes about music theory, so they have some strong fundamentals, music history, so that they can kind of understand the context of the music that they're writing. And, you know, there'll be other classes that they can participate in, an improvisation class, drumming classes if they're interested in that, you know, hand drumming. So there's a lot of opportunity for potential composers to really get a lot out of this.
Now, will this be done kind of in concert with the normal percussion tracks? So like, you know, in the afternoon, instead of maybe sectionals or a private lesson, they'll go off and do this?
That's the idea. So the composition students will have sort of more sit-down class time. So the percussion students will be off rehearsing or doing, you know, whatever kind of specific class they have for that day. The composition students will be doing a lot of classwork writing, and then there's a lot of free time for them to just, you know, find a practice room and really just focus on your composition. So it's a lot of kind of off by yourself, observing this ensemble, then class time, you know, off by yourself. And so that kind of rotation is good for them, I think.
And then finally, you mentioned that you're looking for those students that might be interested in or are interested in it. Let's say they're curious about it. They don't know if they're interested in it because they don't know where to start. Describe maybe that perfect student that may be perfect for this course, but maybe don't know how perfect they are for that course.
Sure, absolutely. I think, you know, anytime you talk about composing, there's a very personal angle to it because you're writing your ideas out. And so what we're looking for, I think the ideal student is somebody who is willing to just soak up as much information about music from composers who are already at camp, somebody who's willing to say yes and tell me more and is just motivated and excited to just learn as much as possible. I mean, when I was a student at Birch Creek, there was so much that I didn't know, and I didn't even know that I didn't know it. And so that was the best part, was just, yeah, I'm an empty sponge, and I just want to be filled with all of this knowledge. So any student who is just looking to absorb as much as they can about music, composition, percussion, that would be the ideal student.
Percussion, Steel Pan, and World Music runs through next weekend. Jenna will bring you back in because right after that, as you mentioned before, those kids go out, the symphony kids come in, and all of a sudden we're celebrating America's 250th birthday.
Yes, and we're going to have a packed stage. We're anticipating over 60 students, so you'll see a full contingent of our 90 performers up on that stage in the barn, which is insane when you think about it, how they all fit up there. But we're week one. We've got our Independence Day concert, celebrating America at 2:50 with our, you know, we got the pie and ice cream, and you got to get your tickets because this concert always sells out, and I know that we're getting close to it now, so you got, make sure if you're going to go that you get those tickets now, and it's the perfect time, 3 p.m. concert, so you got all the time in the world to get your cooler together for fireworks, go find some dinner, and find a little beach somewhere in Door County to watch the celebration.
And that's important to note because you guys sell out this show when it's just the 237th birthday or the 243rd birthday. Like these birthdays that you don't even buy cards for because it's just, you know, happenstance. 250, that's a big deal.
It's huge. It's huge. And it's going to be a ton of fun.
Well, very good. Well, if people want to buy tickets, not just for the percussion session that's going on now through next weekend, but also especially that July 4th concert coming up to celebrate America's 250th birthday, how do they find more information and how do they buy tickets?
You can always give our office a call, but you can head straight to birchcreek.org/tickets to see all the information about our events this summer.
Jenna and Peter from Birch Creek Music Performance Center, we thank you so much for coming on in and sharing the good news of Birch Creek.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Door County Media Group and the Door County Daily News.